finance and economics.
Trolley problems. Economists and investors should pay less attention to what consumers think.
It is an idea so seemingly obvious as to need little elaboration. People's feelings influence their behaviour. In the economic realm, this truism helps explain why surveys of consumer sentiment garner attention. They are seen as predictive of spending trends and, by extension, the state of the economy. But pause for a moment to examine how exactly sentiment affects the economy, and the causal chain starts to look sketchier. At the current juncture, when many think America is on the brink of recession, this oft-cited but fallible leading indicator merits closer inspection. Understanding consumer spending is a holy grail for forecasters, since it accounts for about two-thirds of American GDP. Get it right, and the rest of the economy becomes much clearer, but the past couple of years have not been kind to those who focus on sentiment as a guide to future spending. The most closely watched index of consumer sentiment, published monthly by the University of Michigan, plunged to its lowest reading in more than four decades in 2022. And yet, consumer spending remained resilient, even after accounting for inflation. This year, by contrast, the Michigan gauge has gained ground, and yet other indicators, including bond yields and lending flows, are flashing warning signs. The main explanation for why sentiment has been more of a misleading than a leading economic indicator is that inflation has outweighed much else in consumers' minds. To generate their measures, interviewers ask people questions such as whether they think the economy is heading in a good direction and whether they are planning to make big purchases. Consumers tend to be gloomy when prices soar, as happened last year. They give short shrift to slightly more complex factors, such as the big stash of savings many accumulated during the COVID-19 pandemic. But the gap between subjective pessimism and objective reasons for greater optimism highlights a quandary. The claim is that people's feelings, whether justified or not, matter. When gloomy, they ought to spend less. If they contradict their own feelings and keep spending, then what exactly is the value of sentiment data? It is a question that has bugged economists since consumer surveys got going after the Second World War. In 1955, the Federal Reserve examined re-interviews of respondents conducted a year after initial surveys to see whether expectations predicted subsequent expenditures. Officials concluded that they did not. Rather than that being the final word, however, the sentiment industry only expanded over the years. In 1967, the Conference Board introduced its own consumer survey. In the 1980s, ABC, a television network, started sponsoring a weekly version, which was later taken over by Bloomberg, a data and media firm. Morning Consult, a pollster, launched a daily survey in 2018. Evidently, there is a big market appetite for sentiment indices, whatever their flaws.